This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we found in 1 Peter 3:15 and 16 how we should give a persuasive response to those who ask questions about our Christian hope. While trying to persuade in presenting the gospel, we are to do it with gentleness and respect. We considered why it's important to be gentle. Now let's consider what Peter meant by respect, or as the King James Version puts it, fear. Wardlaw's commentary points out that this fear is self-distrust. It is tenderness of conscience. It is vigilance against temptation. It is the fear which inspiration opposes to high-mindedness in the admonition, "Be not high-minded, but fear." It is taking heed lest we fall. It is a constant apprehension of the deceitfulness of the heart and of the insidiousness and power of inward corruption. It is the caution and circumspection which timidly shrinks from whatever would offend and dishonor God and the Savior. Thayer says the meaning is reverence or respect for authority, rank, dignity. Knowing what we are and what we have only by the grace of God, we must clearly give God the glory and honor as we present His gospel. Knowing God created in His image those we're seeking to persuade, we must show them respect. We are ambassadors who show due respect for the one they're representing as well as the one to whom they were sent. Functioning this way will keep a clear conscience. This is a delicate task with great responsibility and eternal consequences.